Track 2, Introduction by Zoe Partington. In partnership with Tate Exchange, Shape Arts and Blind and Partially Sighted Artists, these articles present thought-provoking explorations in audio description and information from professionals in inclusion for blind and partially sighted people to art, culture and heritage. The publication is a celebration of inclusion for all. It is from a unique perspective with an emphasis on blind and partially sighted people. Often the very people we are trying to include can be excluded or neglected from the debates of creative accessibility. This document poses pertinent questions such as, who is asking who? About the impact of audio description on blind and partially sighted people's experiences in museums and galleries. The future of interpretation combined with audio description, we believe, lies with collaboration, featuring a layer of different perspectives with blind and partially sighted people at the centre. The end game is to ensure that audio description can benefit us all and transform the offer in museums and galleries to not only benefit blind and partially sighted people, but offer all visitors a new perspective. As a person with sight loss, I challenge the notion of the visual as the only means to connect with art. For centuries, art has been interpreted and explored through other means: words, language, stories, sense, and immersive experiences. It is only in more modern times that the visual has overpowered the experience and has in doing so forced sighted people to be the ones who face a loss of missing what's in front of you. I would argue blind and partially sighted people see more than sighted people, as they connect with the immediate environment around us in a more sensitive and informed way. The notion of seeing is complex and misunderstood. Since losing my sight, I have observed and gained more from visual images than when I had sight. I think I took seeing for granted and never actually reflected on what I had seen or observed. In many ways, I was lazy and not in touch with my inner self and the connection or meaning in what I had seen. When you lose your sight, everything becomes an adventure. We hope that these articles provide a snapshot of our intentions to being a catalyst to further debate and experimentation on the journey to opening up art, culture and heritage to all audiences, and that it begins to demystify audio description and its power to embrace and explore what is really in front of us.